Erik Eriksen was born in Frankfurt, Germany in 1902. His mother was a Danish Jew. She left Denmark for Germany when she was pregnant with Erik. Erik didn't know his father or who he was and spent many years trying to figure out his father's identity. First, his mother said it was his stepfather, Thomas Homburger. But when Erik questioned this on account of his own blonde hair and blue eyes, his mother said that his father was her first husband. When Erik figured out that he left 4 years before he was born, he realized his mother lied again. Somehow he came to the conclusion that his father was a Danish aristocrat that his mother had had an affair with. I'm not sure if there's any validity to this. He also experienced confusion about who he was because of the way he looked. He was blonde and blue-eyed, and he looked out of place among the other Jews. But he also wasn't accepted by his Aryan classmates, who knew he was Jewish. Are you seeing a theme here? Eriksen experienced several identity crises, which is an important part of his theory. He said his best friends will insist that he'll need to name this crisis and see it in everybody else to come to terms with it in himself. Even his name reflects this search for his identity. Eriksen was born with the name Erik Solomonsson, the last name of his mother's first husband. Erik eventually took his stepfather's name, Homburger, but later in his adult life, when he started publishing, he changed his name to Eriksen, which literally means Erik, son of Erik. In short, he created his own identity.